Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Joy Powers.
And I'm Mitch Teich. Veterans of conflicts like Korea and Vietnam might scarcely recognize how wars are being fought today and how they'll be fought in the future. For one, women represent a larger portion of our armed forces than ever before. And secondly, the people doing the fighting need not always be on the battlefield or even in the air above it.
The latest production at the Milwaukee Rep plays out with those changes at its heart. Grounded opens tonight. It's a one-woman show telling the story of a successful female fighter pilot who falls in love, has a baby, and then resumes her career as the pilot of a drone, a role that raises some major existential questions.
Milwaukee native Laura Braza returns home to direct the production, which stars Jesse Fisher as the pilot. They joined us in the studio recently, and Jesse Fisher describes how she prepared to take on the role.
Well, besides burying myself, you know, in a room alone with the script to get 70 pages in my brain, a lot of research of really getting under the skin of someone who has a life that's very different than mine. I live a very civilian life, but it's great to always do a bunch of research and learn how another person lives. So lots of visual, the internet can be a wonderful place when you need to do research for a part like this. So watching lots of videos of drone footage, learning about what a fighter pilot would be doing, learning what a drone pilot would be doing.
I wondered if you talked to any drone pilots or fighter pilots to try to figure out what their psyche is like.
Yeah, I've been in touch with two female officers in Chicago who've been helping me out. Not drone pilots, but I've been getting the idea of what it is to be not only a woman in the military, but to be a mother in the military, what that identity is. And then we have been in touch with a drone pilot as well.
Yeah, several drone pilots, actually, who have given us just a sense of what that particular lifestyle is like, and a lot of things that, you know, you wouldn't think until we're in the rehearsal room, but mechanics. Mm-hmm. How does one pilot a plane? Are you wearing headphones? You know, where are your hands during this? That sort of a thing.
Well, and it sounds like, or it reads like, hours and hours and hours in front of a screen, almost like an air traffic controller.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly that, but with missiles.
It is a one-woman play, but it is in a variety of settings and so much more in the pilot's head. I've read about how this work has been staged in other cities. What does the production look like and feel like on stage in Milwaukee?
So here we are really trying to accomplish two things at once. One is to invite the audience in to this sort of campfire story experience of listening to the perspective of somebody who we don't normally hear from. And then the other is to give us the fully immersive experience of what it looks like to live a life where the screen is everything to you, where the screen becomes your world. So how that's translated for us is television screens, and then we have a projection on a parachute type of a thing. And then in front of that we have Jessie, and the audience is sort of curled around her. And she'll just be talking directly to that.
Talk about the pressure of being in a one-woman show. You know, I imagine many of your productions, you are not the only one on stage.
Yes. Usually there's a healthy distance where I can invest in the other people on stage as my partners. But the nice transition is that it's just making a room full of, you know, my scene partners. The audience gets to be my scene partner at every show. But it's different. I've done one-person show before when I was younger and less afraid. But it's a huge challenge. It's a huge challenge to carry the energy of that show and to take the audience on that ride. But it's one I'm really excited to go on.
You were sort of setting out the plot for us a few minutes ago, and the pilot. And we never learned the pilot's name. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was going to ask about the significance of that. Maybe I'll do that now. I mean, it strikes me that the other characters, the military ones don't have names and the civilian ones do have names. Mm-hmm. Where do you think, for lack of a better term, the inside military versus outside military dichotomy comes into what George Brandt, what he was working through?
I mean, on one side of it, I think that this woman's identity is so wrapped up in her job, her strength and her pride And everything she's known before we start this play is about being a pilot and being good at her job. And everything starts to shift and she starts to question so much of her reality when that is shaken, when she has to be a mother, when she has to be a wife, when she has to be someone who goes to war and then comes home every single day. So for me, I think so much of it is just about grounding herself.
it's so hard not to use it,
but someone who really grounds herself and her reality within her job.
Well, right. It seems like if there's a universal in this, it's how people's lives can be turned upside down, whether they go on maternity leave or whether it's just because the nature of work is changing.
Right.
And not everybody goes through, you know, life or death decisions the way a fighter pilot does or a drone pilot does.
But I think we all have to shift very quickly from world to world. This is such an extreme example of that and one that I think asks perhaps a little too much of any human. But that's the world that we operate in on a regular basis, right? People will go to a PTA meeting and then be a CEO at their company and then get gas and then come home and be a mother. And it really highlights the difficulty of having to shift focuses so quickly.
Well, and gender roles are a part of the story, but I was struck by really how normal it seemed to have a female fighter pilot in this. The script doesn't really play up how unusual that would have been, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is not the story that we're telling. This is a person who is unquestionably at the top of her field and respected by everyone who works with her. It's very much more a question of how her personal life starts to intersect.
What made the play so compelling to you that you wanted to direct it?
Well, to me, it's a story that the way that George Brandt tells the story, you couldn't get that in a movie. It could only be done in a theater. Which is that it holds the audience accountable in a totally different way. Mm-hmm. You are the other scene character as an audience member sitting there. And so that really appealed to me. And I also think that there's something really compelling about some of these battle scenes, if you will. Really thrilling, scintillating writing. And the way that Jesse does it really like, keeps me on the edge of my seat. And so I was excited for that challenge.
Do you hope... As the audience is watching you, should they feel uncomfortable?
I don't intend to make them feel uncomfortable, but I think they will feel they can't sit back. This is a show where you, in a great way, you get to lean forward and be part of it. And I think we've talked about how parts of the story feel like you're sitting around a campfire listening to a ghost story. Part of the play feels like you're in a bar listening to your friend tell you a good story. Part of it feels like you are engaged in battle yourself. So I think discomfort is not the goal at all, but engagement is definitely a focus.
Did you know this play at all before you... You sought out this part?
No, I had heard about it. I was in New York when they were doing a production of it, but I hadn't seen it. And I just heard such fantastic things about it, and people were talking about what a unique one-person show this is, how for an actor it's such a unique opportunity to get such a fantastic script that asks so much of you. So I'd been aware of it, but I hadn't read it before.
Do you, at this point, remember what your reaction was when you first sat down and read the full script?
Yeah. I get nervous as an actor when I read a script like this because if I fall in love with something, I still have an audition process where I could be heartbroken and you could have unrequited love. So this was the kind of script that I read and I knew in my gut that I needed to be part of this production.
What did you and the crew see in Jesse that made her write for it?
Jesse has such an immediate sort of warrior energy and such laser focus in everything that she does, which
Thanks.
Is, yeah, no problem, dude. But she also has an incredible sense of humor and an incredible warmness and generosity to her. And I think that if this is just a play about military conquest, we miss a huge chunk of it.
Well, and without wanting to give too much away, there are all sorts of decisions that the pilot has to make that are linked very closely to, you know, both her roles as a drone pilot and a killer and her role as a mom. And, you know, I don't know if either of you are moms, but I just kind of wonder how you see those sort of life or death situations juxtaposed onto, you know, something as normal as tucking a kid into bed at night.
Well, I do not have any children, so tucking a kid into bed at night sounds like something that would require a SEAL Team 6 to me. So I am amazed at both ends of the spectrum of what this woman is able to accomplish. Parenting sounds like war to me.
Yeah, and I'm not a parent either, and I would never dare to say that being an actor is on par with being in the military. But I do understand the difficulty of what your identity is once you introduce having to have someone you're responsible for. And I feel that way just having a husband sometimes, where it's you know, you have to, like Laura was saying earlier, that we all have a division in the roles we play. And there can be that time when you just wish the drive home was longer, that you just had a little more time of where you could turn it all off and be alone. But we're not afforded that usually. We have to jump really quickly.
The pilot gets the benefit of a decompression mix CD that
right.
her husband has made for her.
Right. Yeah.
But it is quite a juxtaposition going from a situation where she's responsible for killing people right. to a situation where she's responsible for taking care of them.
Yeah, and we've been doing lots of research, reading lots of books about just war over the history of time and how there used to be, and you're more well-versed on this than I am, but there was a march home. How long was the march home?
Depending, but the idea was that there was a long march home at the end of most battles, right, at the end of most wars. And so the people who had participated in that, who had fought in that, had the opportunity to walk home together, to travel home together, and process that experience without having to jump right back into society. Mm-hmm. Now we're a plane ride away.
Or in the case of the pilot, you know, a drive from a base in the desert back to her house in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Is it exciting to be doing this back in your hometown?
It's so exciting. It's so exciting.
Maybe that was an easy question.
Yeah, no, that was, thanks for
here, take the softball and run.
I got it. Yeah. No, you know, I grew up at the Milwaukee Rep. I grew up seeing every production that they did. It's absolutely one of the reasons I'm obsessed with theater and have been my whole life. So it's always been a dream to come back here.
And this is your Rep debut.
This is my Rep debut. It is. I'm very excited to be here. I'm an hour away from my home coming here. But it's great. It's an incredible theater, and specifically the outreach programs that this theater provides, of the conversations that are encouraged before and after the show, are so remarkable and unique. A lot of theaters don't do that. It's such a beautiful way to have audience members really be able to have their voices heard, their opinions heard, and to be really integrated into that artistic experience.
And I gather there's a lot of outreach to veterans groups involved in this.
Yeah,
definitely.
Great programming.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jesse Fisher, Laura Brazza, thank you to both of you, and looking forward to seeing the play.
Thanks. Great. Thanks for having us.
Jesse Fisher stars as the pilot, and Milwaukee native Laura Brazza directs the Milwaukee Reps production of Grounded. The show opens tonight at the Stimkey Studio Theater and runs through April 2nd.
You can find more information and hear Jesse Fisher perform a scene from Grounded at our website, wuwn.com.